For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Ultimate amusement, irony, rumors, black, white, somewhere in the wonder, vague attempt, clueless, side anger, teenage resiliency.
A student at Westwood High School in Blythewood near Columbia reads a poem for her peers that she has written. She's in a poetry workshop conducted by University of South Carolina Sumter Professor Ray McManus. The poet travels the state giving workshops like this to encourage students to read more poetry and to write it as an important form of self-expression. He also wants to correct long-held but false impressions.
They're, I suppose, misinformed that poetry is inaccessible, that, you know, only certain people get it, smart people get it, artsy people get it. So part of what I want to do is to get kids to be able to see how much poetry is actually in their lives already. And then, of course, to demystify it just a bit so that they can see that it is an accessible art form. In fact, perhaps more accessible than a lot of other art forms.
Even though you inherited this language, you can own this language.
Student Julian Diaz was pleased with what he was able to write through a process McManus called blackout poetry.
He gave us a random piece of literature and told us to find a word that stood out to us. And I pulled out the word rebuild. And then he asked us to find other words and construct a poem out of it. So I found the other words that I liked, and I scratched out everything else that I didn't like, and I had a poem.
Westwood teacher Ann Richardson said McManus's casual and accessible approach overcame the normal skepticism of many students.
You know, I saw kids when they first walked in, they're kind of like, oh, I don't really want to be here. And then they were the first ones raising their hands, going, you know, wanting to read their work. So I think he lit the fire under a lot of kids, and that's always exciting to see.
Not only are they excited about having the opportunities, but they thrive with these opportunities. It's almost as if they're hungry for it.
McManus himself gets excited to see the lights go on in students' eyes as they realize what learning poetry can do for their confidence.
I can tell they're trying to read me, and then by the end of it, they're bouncing off the walls because they've done something they've never done before, or they've shared something, and I've had a teacher come up to me afterwards. I haven't been able to get that child to do anything for 6 months. And not only did they share it, but everybody's applauding them, and everybody's a part of it.
McManus teaches many grades in workshops ranging from 2 hours to a week. After years of teaching, he is still amazed at the talent he encounters from surprising places.
I've read poems from fifth graders that I think, man, I wish I wrote that, you know, or I could put that in a graduate workshop and you wouldn't even know that that was a fifth grader that wrote it.
McManus said the lessons students learn from poetry can be applied to other studies, from science to math. Diaz acknowledged the value of McManus's approach.
He opened up a new way of looking at poetry. Not, oh, it's just some rhymes and a certain pattern, but it's truly an art, and you can craft, anybody can craft poetry out of anything, honestly.
Which means you could create something out of nothing. That's pretty amazing, right?
Anytime you can get a student to sort of dive into the subject rather than just simply read or listen and then memorize the subject, they're going to retain it more.
McManus and other poets have formed an informal network to bring these workshops and their benefits to more students across the state.
Understanding is rebuilding knowledge of how you actively process failure. Unlike ignorance, the ability to learn is already present in all.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.